This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. It's a confusing time for people interested in getting solar panels installed on their homes, especially here in Austin. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the new changes in federal solar policy have come just as the city is changing its rebate program for residential solar.
At a new 28-home development in East Austin, workers pull solar panels from the back of a trailer, haul them to a ladder, and carry them 30 feet up to the recently shingled rooftop.
Don't look down!
I'm not. I'm just recording with my eyes closed here.
Where they install them.
This is the second one that we've done today. And then in the past couple days, we've already done about six total.
And all these houses are going to get solar?
Yes.
Tyson Badjo is pretty new to this. He just finished up a five-year stint in the Army last summer.
The solar electrician sounded a pretty cool idea, so I joined, and I'm loving it so far.
What do you like about it?
Just the fact that I learn something new every day. Solar is constantly changing.
But some changes may not be welcome. New tariffs on solar panels announced by the Trump administration last month will make many solar projects more expensive, just as here in Austin, city rebates for solar are being phased out.
The timing of that in relation to the tariff, there's kind of multiple signals that are, you know, impacting people's understanding of where's this all going.
That's Stan Pipkin. He's one of the owners of Lighthouse Solar, the company that Badjo works for. He says his company started feeling pain from the tariffs before they were even finalized.
So there's been a run on modules across the country and really across, you know, the U.S. market, and it's affected our business already for the last 4 or 5 months. It's been a scramble to find the equipment that goes into our projects.
And ironically, he says that may end up hurting companies like his more than the tariffs themselves, which ended up not being as high as some feared. Danielle Murray manages solar energy services for Austin Energy.
So when it comes down to it, I think it's only really going to raise costs for our residential installations by maybe 3 to 5%, let's say.
Which brings us to the other disruption to local solar, the end of the city's current solar incentive program.
We are getting to a point where it's cost effective enough that you don't necessarily need incentives. And we have to keep in mind that those incentives are coming out of our rates. It comes from all of our ratepayers, our customers.
The way the current program works, the amount of money the city gives back to people who install solar in their house depends on the capacity of the project. The more energy it can generate, the bigger the rebate. Now, Austin wants to switch to a flat, one-time payment. At a recent Utility Commission meeting, Murray said it might be around $2,000 per project. Now, some have worried that would discourage big residential solar projects, but Murray says it should allow the city to spread rebates to more people, even if they don't have money for a huge solar investment.
Hopefully something that's a little more equitable across our customers so that even, again, those smaller homes are getting a good incentive that'll help get them over that upfront cost barrier to install solar.
You might imagine the businesses that have benefited from Austin's current program would oppose the move, but Stan Pipkin says it makes sense. Solar is more affordable for a lot of people without incentives now, and at very least, a one-time rebate will be easier to communicate to customers than calculating an incentive pegged to the energy a panel can generate.
We're excited about that. We're expectant to see when that happens. And that's a real thing. We have, you know, people that are interested in preparing for the summer. They want to do solar this spring. And we're not quite sure where they will fall in the actual deployment.
He says, despite the short-term uncertainties, the future's bright for solar in Austin. And back at the installation on the east side, Tyson Badjo remains optimistic about his newly chosen career.
No, I am. I mean, it's going green and everything else, so it's the future, really.
The city of Austin hopes to have its new residential solar program in place in April. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.